Not for me.
She taps the brakes. Having a child didn't stop Mason.
With him, there always was that wildness, that fiery energy Annie used to love because it electrified their marriage.
But for her, all wildness ended 8 years ago, when Opal was born. That's why she drives fast,
but not dangerously so, because of Opal,
who is finally asleep at Aunt Stormy's house in Northsea, where they've stayed in the 17 days since Mason's death. Some nights it takes hours to get Opal settled because she keeps calling Annie to her bed. Knee aches, headaches, ache aches, all kinds of little complaints to bring Annie back to her. Tonight, a thumb ache. And when Annie held her, she felt Opal shiver, felt her own fierce love for Opal like a shiver, a blink throughout her body, always part of her.
Burn in hell, you bastard, for doing this.
Mason's parents arranged his funeral. Even though, as his wife, it was Annie's choice what to do, they asked her, a burial in earth, cremation. She was grateful when they decided, and she returned to New Hampshire to stand with them, and Jake, at her husband's gravesite.
It used to be safe, hugging Jake.